ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಾತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಿಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭೇ ನಮಃ. ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಅಷ್ಟ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್, ದುಃಖ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೋನು ದುಃಖ ಹಯೇ ಗುರುತರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮಿಜರೇಬಲ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಕುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್? ದೆನ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಡ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಬಿರಹ ಬಿನಾ ದುಃಖ ನಹಿ ಯಾರ್. ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಜರೇಬಲ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಕುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಅವೇ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಪರೇಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಜರೇಬಲ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಬಟ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್, ಹಿ ರೀಜನ್ ಸೀಲ್ who thinks that Vaishnavas die. Thou art is living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and living spread holy names around. So in this way, we can see that actually the Vaishnavas are so glorious. And actually, ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್, ವೈಷ್ಣವರ ಗುಣಗಾನ್ ಸುನಿಲೆ ಜಿಬೇರ ತ್ರಾನ್ ಸುನಿ ಅಚಿ ಸಾಧು ಗುರು ಮುಖೆ. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಮೌತ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ದಟ್ ಬೈ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವರ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ achieve this success in his lifetime. That means one can progress in devotional service up to prema bhakti. One can give up his anarthas by regularly reciting and hearing the glorification of the Vaishnavas, and specifically in appearance day and disappearance day. At least we have got this opportunity to glorifying the Vaishnavas. So today is disappearance day of three Vaishnava acharyas. Though appearance and disappearance, there is no difference, but still disappearance is very special, and they enter in Nitya Lila in their eternal service to Radha and Krishna. So today we may first discuss about Raghunath Das Goswami, who is a considered by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as our Prayojana Acharya. There are three things: Samandha, Avidhaya and Prayojana. And Raghunath Das Goswami is considered as Prayojana Acharya. And among the all the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the topmost renunciant, or no one can compared in matter of renunciation with Raghunath Das. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhur ganera tiho vairagya pradhan jaha dekhi pritahan gaur bhagavan. The supreme personality of Godhead Gauranga Mahaprabhu become very pleased by seeing the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. He is the topmost among all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in matter of renunciation. Actually, he is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. As Kavi Karnapur Thakur, he mentioned in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Dasasi Raghunathasya Purvakhya Rasamanjari Amuke Chit Prabhasante Simati Rati Manjari Bhanu Matakhyang Vake Chit ಆಹು ತ್ವಂಗ್ ನಾಮ ಭೇದತ. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ರಘುನಾಥ ದಾಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಎಸ್ ರಸಮಂಜರಿ, ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರತಿಮಂಜರಿ, ಇವಿನ್ ಸಮ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಎಸ್ ಭಾನುಮತಿ. ಸೊ both all these three may be true. The all personalities, they may be apart from their pastimes. In Raghunath Das Goswami, in this material world, he appeared about 1504 AD as the son of son of Govardhan Majumdar. His uncle was Hiranya Majumdar. They were great landlords, and their income was just like a king, 12,000 gold coins, 12 lakh gold coins in a year, their income. And Raghunath was only son of the family. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned that Raghunath Das Goswami was renounced, or he has no attachment for the material sense pleasure from his very early life. Sei Govardhanara putra Raghunatha Das balya kala haite tiho vishaye udas. It is mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Balya kala means from his boyhood he was renounced from sense gratification, from the material enjoyments. Raghunath Das Goswami had two gurus. One is initiating guru and one is instructing guru. His initiating guru was Jadunandana Acharya, and instructing guru was Balarama Acharya. And Raghunath Das, as a boy, he was regularly going to the house of Balarama Acharya in Chandpur, the village Balarama Acharya. And Namacharya Haridas Thakur was time to time was arriving in Balaram Acharya's house. So Raghunath was fortunate to have the association of Haridas Thakur and get his mercy. He heard from the very early life about life and pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. And it is natural, because he is a Nitya Siddha associate of, eternal associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So just hearing about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he was naturally attracted. And day and night he was simply meditating on the different pastimes of the Lord. And he was thinking how it is possible to meet the Lord. Time to time he was trying to just run away from his home to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, in the meantime, he heard that Gauranga Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and he left Puri. Then Raghunath was day and night simply crying, and he was trying to leave home somehow or other to just run to Jagannath Puri. But his father and uncle, they were very strict. There is about 11 people just to taking care of Raghunath, to guard him, that he could not run away. He has 5 bodyguards, 4 servants, and 2 brahmanas to help for his diet, for cooking, all this, worshipping deities, all these things. Total 11 people were engaged just to in service of Raghunath Das. So Raghunath was very, very much disturbed, because he could not find any way to run away from his house. In the meantime, his parents, they somehow or other they married a beautiful girl with Raghunath. Raghunath and Raghunath was thinking that he may be in married life, maybe his mind will change, and there is no use. Raghunath even could not enter the house. He was staying outside his home in a set that is called Durga Mandap, the particular place for the worshipping Durga Devi, and especially it is famous in Bengal. So he was staying outside in his house on that platform. So Raghunath's mother was telling to his father, please, you can bind him in chain. Just put him in one room and close him. He may be run any time. Then his father, Govardhan, used to say, what can we do with these iron shackles? The greatest bond in this material world is a beautiful girl as wife. And we have the wealth like the heaven of the king Indra. But that could not attract Raghunath, because he is already remembering the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Gaurangera Batula Tare Kebara Khipare. Mahaprabhu, this is the word by Krishnadas Kamiraj Goswami. If someone become mad after Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then who can stop him? From this madness of thinking all the time about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and trying to run away from home. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu came to Bengal, because he has planned to come to Vrindavan through Bengal to take bath in Ganges and see Mother Sachi. But in this way, Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur, and he was residing in the home of Advaita Acharya. When this message came to Raghunath just fell down at the feet of his father and uncle, and crying like anything, please let me go to see my worshipable Lord, the Lord of my life, Gauranga. Otherwise, I cannot maintain my life. I will die in front of you. Somehow other, his father's heart melted. And with 8 bodyguards with him, he allowed Raghunath to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then, when Raghunath came to Shantipur, he brought so many gifts for Mahaprabhu, because they are also very pious, Govardhan and Hiranya. Time to time they are also giving donations to different Vaishnava Acharya's personalities. They were very close to Advaita Acharya also. So when Raghunath reached Shantipur, the house of Advaita Acharya could recognize his Raghunath, the son of Govardhan. He was very favorable to Raghunath. He took Raghunath to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he just fell down flat in his at his feet, and he was crying and weeping. Mahaprabhu became very compassionate for Raghunath. He personally took him up and embraced him, and he put his feet on his head. In this way, Mahaprabhu gave him special mercy. Then Advaita Acharya arranged every day how Raghunath could get the remnant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu every day. In this way, about 7 days he stayed there, and he was thinking no more return back to his home. He was thinking from there he will run away with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu suddenly told, Markata vairagya nakara loka dekhaniya jathajukta visaya bhunja anasakta haya. That is just to This is actually not applicable to Raghunath Das, but to making him a medium, he was just instructing so many sahajiyas whose renunciation is not mature. It's just for name, fame, or prestige. Sometimes people renounce this material world and later on again engaged in such illicit activities. So anyhow, Mahaprabhu told, you keep your antare nishtha bahe loko vyavahara. You keep your faith and devotion unto me in your heart, and outwardly you can behave just like a worldly man to your parents and your relatives. In this way, you stay for some time in home, and time will come when I come back from Vrindavan to Puri, then you can come sometimes later, you can come to me and meet me at Puri. So in this way, Mahaprabhu just avoided that Raghunath suddenly renounce everything. Though Raghunath was not thinking that he'll come back to his home, but by Mahaprabhu's advice, he again came back to his home. And outwardly he was started talking to his father and mother, and he started entering the house. But internally he was always meditating the instructions of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His parents became very happy. He thought, our child is now okay. He is now behaving very nicely than before. In this way, Raghunath was staying in his home. He was a very intelligent boy also. In the meantime, one incident happened. That in Saptagram, before there was one landlord, he was Muslim. But from him, Govardhan and Hiranya, they took over his position. So that's why he was very envious. And he complained to the king of the ruler of Bengal, the Badshah, about Govardhan and Hiranya. Then somehow or other he got the right to arrest Govardhan and Hiranya and to take them to the Muslim ruler in Calcutta. Or at that time, actually the kingdom was in Malda. So anyhow, so when the Muslim, they come to arrest Hiranya and Govardhan somehow or other, they ran away from house. So the person they arrested Raghunath. They were chastising him and telling him very harsh words. He's telling, where is your father and uncle? Bring them back. Otherwise you will be get punished. These Muslims, they are trying their best to chastise Raghunath, but Raghunath, because of his so sweet behavior, so humble nature, they could not even touch his body. Raghunath, in a very sweet voice, he told the Muslim that you and my father and uncle, three of you are just like brothers. And just like I am son of my parents, I am also your son. Hearing these words, the Muslims started crying. Tears are flowing just from his eyes. And he just embraced Raghunath. He told, okay, from today you are my son. You go and arrange a meeting with your father and uncle. Anyhow, Raghunath very successful. Even though he was so renowned person, but still, like Sanatana Goswami, he was also very, according to situation, he knows how to deal the situation. In this way, Raghunath arranged a meeting with Hiranya and Hiranya Majumdar and go with the Muslims. And there were some some understanding between them. Anyhow, but Raghunath was always internally thinking how to run away from home. Though now chowkidars and all these people, those were suspecting him, his parents were no more suspecting so much to Raghunath. But Raghunath internally thinking how to return back to, how to run to Puri, when Mahaprabhu was keeping the message, when Mahaprabhu is coming back from Vrindavan to Puri. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu came to Saptagram, the village near the Raghunath Das Goswami's particular village. He was residing was Sikrishnapur. Nityananda Prabhu came there in Panihati, near Saptagram. Saptagram, there is like now a district. And Sikrishnapur was the particular village, birthplace of Raghunath Das. And there Panihati in bank of Ganges, where Nityananda Prabhu was staying in the house of Raghava Pandit. And he was spreading the Nam Sankirtan from there. Every day there was huge Nam Sankirtan Kirtan. And when Raghunath Das heard about this, that Nityananda Prabhu is there, so he planned to meet Nityananda Prabhu. So he came with some servant to meet Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati. And he was paying his, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on a very high platform in bank of Ganges underneath a banyan tree. Raghunath was paying him dandavat pranam, full Dandavat or full obeisances, just falling flat on the earth. Someone pointed out to Nityananda Prabhu, his Raghunath is paying you obeisances. Then Nityananda told, he is a thief. Today I am going to punish him. Bring him to me. He was speaking in a very grave voice. So everyone wondered how he is thief. He is son of such a great landlord, Govardhan Mujumdar, and everyone knows he was very rich. How he is a thief? Then Nityananda Prabhu just forcefully dragged him and just put his feet on his head. He told, you are a thief. You are running directly to Gauranga. Gauranga is my property and you want to steal him without my permission, without coming to me. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu told, for this offense, you have to pay something today. So everyone thinking what type of punishment he will get. Then Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful and he was just smiled and told, I have thousands of devotees, my associates. Today you have to feed them with cheap rice and curd, that is called chuda dahi. Chuda means cheap rice and curd, and with banana and sandesh you make a big festival and feed all of my associates. So everyone just started laughing. So everyone chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Bol, just like everyone chanted. Raghunath Das was very happy, and it was nothing difficult for him. Everywhere he was well known all around those areas, and he ordered immediately to bring the cheap rice and banana and curd, and there's a big festival happened there. Still it is going on, remembering that incident, that is Chuda Dahi festival. Even from Mayapur every day, devotees of ISKCON, they go to the Spanihati on that particular date. It is happened and just Nirjalpa, Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi, just next one day after. So in this way, in that festival, Nityananda Prabhu was personally meditate on Gauranga Mahaprabhu to attend that festival. When the cheap rice, curd and the banana, this all the preparation was ready, there all the peoples there, they got two cooler everyone. One is filled the cheap rice preparation mixed with curd, and another which mixed with milk. So in this way, everyone was ready for taking prasadam, but there is Mahaprasadam, Govinda is not finished. So in the meantime, there is also two big seats, one for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, one for Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was just, they also saw this preparation was kept there, and Nityananda Prabhu was meditating on Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu personally came to show his favor to Raghunath. Only few people could, his internal associates, they could see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, not everyone. In this case, Raghunath, this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Adyavadhi Nityalila Kare Gaurarai Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhi Vare Pai. Still Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on. Only most fortunate soul, they could see it. So in this way, Mahaprabhu also saw his favor. And after everyone took prasad, then Raghunath get the remnant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. In the meantime, Raghava Pandit also came to the place, because that day Nityananda Prabhu had invitation in Raghava Pandit's house for prasadam, but somehow or other he suddenly surprised to see this big festival is going on here. Then Nityananda told, you also take today prasadam here, in evening I will take prasad in your home. In this way, Raghunath gets special favor from Mahaprabhu, and in evening also there is big festival in Raghav Pandit's house, and again Raghunath Das get the remnant of Nityananda and Gauranga. because Mahaprabhu always stay in four places. Nityananda Nartane, Shivasa Kirtane, Sachira Angane, Raghava Randane. In whatever cooked in Raghava Pandit's house, whether it is offered or not, Mahaprabhu personally accepted that those cookings that is cooked by Damayanti, the sister of Raghava Pandit. So in this way, that is eternally Mahaprabhu stayed in these four places. Wherever Nityananda Prabhu danced, or Sivas Thakur chanted the holy name, do kirtan, and in the courtyard of Sachimata, whatever Sachimata also sometimes cooking the different things and apart to Gauranga, and he was thinking how Nima is not here, he could enjoy these preparations, and personally Mahaprabhu appeared and he enjoyed those preparations, but Sachi could not believe about these things. Anyhow, so in this way, then next day, Raghunatha has to leave that place to his home, for whom then he gave some dakshina, about 100 gold coins for Nityananda, and also some other, some gold, about 100 pounds, and he also gave some separate monies for the other associates of Nityananda, and he gave some money to Raghava Pandit for his deities. Then he left the place and he requested Raghava Pandit, please, you also pray for me, so I could get the mercy. In time of return, he got the special mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu told, don't worry, within a very little time, you will achieve the lotus feet of Gauranga, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu will give you to Swarup Damodar, and you will stay there as close associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu within few days. Getting the special mercy from Nityananda, he returned back. Then he was trying again to run away to Puri. So now his parents, they saw that Raghunath is again started running towards Puri. Then they make strict the guards for looking at him, that he could not run away. But one day in the Brahma Muhurta, just in end of night, he is Dikhya Guru Jadunandana Acharya, he came. Jadunandana Acharya temple, and this pujari ran away from the temple to his home. There was some misunderstanding. So he was thinking, my disciple is Raghunath. So if Raghunath could tell that pujari, then pujari may be come back to his service. So in this way, there are some talking, their talk is going on between Raghunath and Jadunandana Acharya. The chowkidars, the guards, they are sleeping. They are in a half consciousness. So in this way, just when talking with his guru, Raghunath came out from his house, and in the middle of village, he told his Jadunandana Acharya, you go, I am sending the pujari to his home. But when the Jadunandana just went to his home, Raghunath just pay obeisances towards to his guru, and he just started running towards Jagannath Puri. He did not go in the main road, he just came in some other roads. He enters the jungles and different villages like this. Within 11 days, he reached Puri. In the way, he just took three times some prasadam. One time he drank milk in some gosala and some rice, some places. In this way, three times he took prasad within 11 or 12 days. Then he reached Puri, and Mahaprabhu was sitting within with his associates, and Raghunath started paying full dandavat pranam. Mukunda Datta was there, he was telling, O Lord, here is Raghunath is paying you obeisances. Mahaprabhu become very happy. He called Raghunath to his to very near, and he embraced him, and when Raghunath was paying obeisances again, he put his feet on his head and he told, Krishna is very merciful. He made you free from all this material entanglement. He told your brother, your father and uncle, they were not the pure devotees. They are bhakta praya. They are not bhakta. They are, because they are still attachment for the money and worldly life, prestige, name, fame, all these things. So now you stay here. He told to Swarupa Damodar, from today I am giving this Raghunath to you and you take special care of him. And he told Govinda, Raghunath just came from such a long distance. He is very tired. He did not took any prasadam for many days. Please give him whatever remnants of Lord Jagannath and whatever remnants in my plate. Give one person to Haridas and go give every day one person to Raghunath. Seeing the Lord's mercy, all the associates they are present, they also show special mercy to Raghunath. In this way, for 5 days Raghunath took prasadam, Mahaprasad give him by Govinda to him. But 6th day, he went to this Singhdharaja, the main gate of Jagannath temple. He was standing there, whole day he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then in night, sometimes when the pujaris, they just return back to their home, they saw some person is standing there, some beggar, and they marked that this beggar is chanting whole day and night. So they gave some Jagannath Mahaprasad to him for eating. So in this way Raghunath was maintaining his life. But suddenly he gave up begging in the main gate of Jagannath temple. Then, and every time Mahaprabhu was keeping the news what Raghunath is doing. When Govinda told that Raghunath is no more taking prasadam from me, he is going to Jagannath temple and begging there, standing there whole day chanting holy name. And whatever the puja, some pujaris may be giving him some Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad, he is taking that. Mahaprabhu told this is good. A renounced person should not depend upon others. Vairagi haiya jeva kare parapekhya karja siddhi nahe krishna kare na upekhya. If someone is a renounced person and he is thinking somewhere he is getting very nice prasadam, nice arrangements to stay and depend upon the particular person for long time, then such person cannot be favored by Krishna. So in this way, he praised that whatever Raghunath did. And after some times, again Mahaprabhu got the news from Swarupa Damodar that now Raghunath gave up begging in Jagannath temple's gate. Then he is going to some chhatras, where is like our food for life system, some prasad is distributed to sadhus, and he was just sitting and taking prasad. There one time and doing bhajan whole day. Mahaprabhu told this is good. Because we are standing in main gate, and maybe that is in mind naturally come. Yesterday this pujari gave me prasadam. Maybe this pujari gave me today. In this way, that is just like prostitute. Thinking like prostitute, thinking this customer will come to me or not, this customer. Like that, his mind was actually in subtle way, was thinking like that. It's good. Raghunath is going to one place and taking chhatra prasad and doing bhajan. Whole day. And after sometimes Raghunath also gave up eating in chhatra. Then he just in midnight he will go to the southern gate of Jagannath temple. There is drain and so many just wasted prasad. That was actually spoiled. Because this shopkeepers, the pujaris, they try to sell this prasadam after maybe they could not sell. Then they are just spoiled. Then they throw into the drain in southern gate side. Even the cows or the, they could not eat this prasadam. They are so smelly. Bad smells are coming from rice. But still, Raghunath will go sick in night and collect some rice from there. Then he bring it to his home. Or to his cottage, and he will wash it 3 times nicely. Outer person will go away, then just in middle person, he will keep it in another pot. In this way, considering this is the Mahaprasadam Jagannath, he was every day putting some salt into it, and he was eating once in a day. In this way, he is maintaining his life. One time, Swarupa Damodar Goswami saw that Raghunath doing like that. He also took some prasadam from there. Raghunath just avoiding him, telling him, don't do this. When Mahaprabhu heard this news, one day he came and forcefully just took one palm of rice and just put in his mouth. He told, you are eating such such nectarian foods you are not offering me. Because Sarvadamodar just hit Mahaprabhu took twice, and third time Sarvadamodar just catched his hand. He told, this is not fit for you. So in this way, Raghunath Mahaprabhu was always praising Raghunath, whatever he was doing. His father Govardhan, he sent to Puri with two brahmanas, about 500 gold coins for his service, two servants for his seva. Raghunath did not accept anything. He was thinking, after again and again, when these people were just forcing Raghunath to accept something, finally Raghunath took some Lakshmi from them, and he was inviting Mahaprabhu twice in a month for prasadam. But after 2 years he stopped it. Mahaprabhu told, why Raghunath stopped my invitation? Then Sarvadamodar explained, because Raghunath thought that Bisai Rana Khaile Malina Hai Man, because this money was from his father and uncle. They are Bisais, they are materialistic person. And he could understand within that, because Raghunath was inviting, so Mahaprabhu could not avoid. But he could understand that Mahaprabhu was internally not happy about that. So Mahaprabhu told, yes, that is exactly the situation. Raghunath is did very nice. Bisai ranna khaile malina hai man, malina mana haile nahe Krishna rasmaran. If someone eats the every day from a materialistic person, then his mind get contaminated. He could not remember Krishna. So Raghunath was staying in Puri. In this way, Mahaprabhu became very merciful to him, and in the meantime he gave him one Govardhan stone, Govardhan Sila, and Gunja Mala. Some renounced person, one Sankarananda Saraswati, one sannyasi went from Vrindavan to Puri, and he gave those things to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu kept those, was worshipping them. He was keeping all the time this Govardhan Sila in his chest, and is this mala with Govardhan Sila. Practically this Sila and this mala, they are always getting abhishek by the tears of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. For about 3 years Mahaprabhu was keeping them with him. Now he gave this Sila and Gunja Mala to Raghunath for worship. He told, he is the qualified person now. Then he asked Sarvadamodar Goswami, why Mahaprabhu gave me this Govardhan Sila and Gunja Mala? Then Sarvadamodar explained that Mahaprabhu, by giving this Govardhan Sila, he allowed you to stay near Govardhan, and by giving this Gunja Mala, he gave you, or he offered you at the lotus feet of Radharani. This is special mercy from Radharani. In this way, Raghunath was worshipping Govardhan Sila. Eka kunja jalo ara tulasi manjari ehi bhave ashta manjari dive jatna kari. Mahaprabhu instructed that you should every day just worship Govardhan Sila with simple water, and put 8 tulasi manjaris having 2 leaves in both sides, and manjari, kamala manjari, fresh manjari. You give 8 manjaris every day to this Govardhan Sila, and put 1 cooler water just inside. That is the Sattika Seva for you, for a renounced person. Then later on, Sarvadamodar just gave 1 piece sweet, khajja, for bhoga. And Raghunath was immersed in ecstasy, day and night, thinking the special mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he was seeing all the eternal pastimes when he was worshipping Govardhan Sila. He was seeing Radha Krishna personally on that Sila. Finally, in course of time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappeared, and also Sarvadamodar Goswami disappeared. Then he came to Vrindavan. He was thinking, just climbing to Govardhan Hill, and from jumping there he could give up his life. He could not bear the separation of Mahaprabhu and Sarvadamodar. But in the meantime, Mahaprabhu informed Rupa and Sanatan to take care of Raghunath. And when he came to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan just take care of him as if they are own young younger brother, seeing his renunciation, his advanced position, and special mercy from Mahaprabhu, they allowed him to stay in bank of Radhakund. And Raghunath Das was staying in Sanatana Goswami explained to him how this committing suicide is not pleased to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And before Sanatana himself was planned one time just to give up his body, slipping in front of Jagannath's cart, and Mahaprabhu prohibited it. So in this way they pacified Raghunath, and Raghunath was staying in the bank of Radhakund, and day and night he was marked in his bhajan. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, he was paying 1,000 dandavat to the Radha Krishna, 2,000 dandavats to the Vaishnavas. He was chanting about 2 lakh names, and he was giving one prahar means about 3 hours. He was giving every day a lecture. He was speaking about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's internal pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and he also brought this diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami. That diary he gave to Raghunath Das, saying Raghunath Das gave to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was regularly hearing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes from Raghunath Das. In this way he compiled later on that Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the meantime, when Rupa and Sanatana were disappeared, Raghunath became so morose. He was day and night was crying, and he practically gave up eating and sleeping, everything. Day and night he was simply crying. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning that Sade Sata Prahara means about 22 and a half hours he was spending in his bhajan, and 1.5 hours was simply, he may be sometimes little, he is not actually sleeping, he was just taking little rest, and there is a hole, and sometimes in special days, in Ekadasis, 24 hours he was awaking, and he was crying and chanting the holy name, remembering Mahaprabhu and Rupa Sanatana. He was just drinking 1 cup of buttermilk, about 100 gram it contains, and that is his eating and drinking, everything. Still he has so much energy to perform different devotional service, because his body is not a material body, he has an eternal associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And in the meantime, one time he saw that this Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, there just little water. He was, a idea come that this tanks may be just it may be enlarged or something. So in this way, when that desire come within him, he was again rebuked himself. What type of renunciate I am? Still I have this thinking about money, all these things. He started crying, but in this way, one time, one person went to Badrinath in Himalaya, to see the Badrinath, Lord Badrinath, and he offered so many gold coins, all these things, it cost more than the lakhs of monies. But in Badrinath, Bhagavan, the Narayan, he came in dream to that person. He told, these monies you take and to Brajamandal, Vrindavan, and go to Aristagram. There is one person is residing in the bank of Radhakund. His name is Raghunath. He gave this money to him. Definitely you will refuse to take this money, but you make him remember that about the renovation of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and tell that I am sending you to him. So in this way that person came and he gave this money to Raghunath, and Raghunath just engaged that person for to renovate those 2 ponds again, and there are 5 tamal trees in the bank of Shyamakund. And in night Yudhishthira Maharaj came, he told, we 5 brothers are doing bhajan here, don't cut us. In this way Raghunath nowadays we are seeing this Radhakund, Shyamakund. They are actually by the Raghunath Das Goswami's sincere desire that happened. In this way, Raghunath was doing his bhajans last days in Radhakund, and finally he entered in Nityalala today. This is Dwadasi, Ashin Sukla Dwadasi Tithi. This is so today is also this disciples day of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He was just residing next to Raghunath, and he was the compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he is about his own life. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gave some hints in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilala in the 5th chapter. That is village name is Jhamadpur, and Nowhati district near in Nowhati, Bardhaman district, Nowhati, this subdivision, like there is one village, Jhamadpur. He is another brother, his name was Shyamdas, and his father was Bhagirath, and his mother was Sunanda, and time to time there's some about 24 hour kirtans was going on in his house, and how one day Minakatan Ramdas came to their home, and there was an pujari, Gunarno Mishra, he was worshipping the deity. He was doing aarti of the deity. He did not behave properly to Minakatan Das because he came. He did not talk to him. And Minakatan was in complete ecstasy. He was a very close associate of Nityananda Prabhu. He was among the 12 Gopalas in a Vrindavan Lila, Krishna Lila. So, later on, Minakatan Das has some argument with him. His brother Shyamdas, and Shyamdas just he was worshipping Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was he is worshipable Lord, but he was not giving so much importance to Nityananda Prabhu. When this is the Minakatan Ramdas found this, he became very unhappy. He broke his flute and just ran away from that place. In this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami chastised his young and his brother Krishna and this Shyamdas, and he told, "You are most unfortunate person now. Now everything is you will lose now in devotional service, because Nityananda and Gauranga, there is no difference between two. If you neglect one, the other will also become unhappy." In this way, there is some chastisement of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami towards his brother, and In that night, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in dream with all of his associates, and he ordered him, "Are are Krishna Dasa Nakaraha Bhai, Vrindavana Jaha, Jao Taha Sarva Labhya Hai." "Oh Krishna Dasa, you please go to Vrindavan. There you will achieve your goal of life. Whatever you desire there, your life will be successful by my mercy, by getting the special mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came to Vrindavan, and in this connection he wrote himself that, "Jagai madhai haite amise papishtha, purusera kita haite amise laghishtha, mora nama suna jai tara purnya khai, mora nama laya jai tara papa hai, mohena nirghunya va keva daya kare eka Nityananda vina jagata sansari." Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was explaining, "I am most degraded, sinful person, even more degraded than Jagai and Madhai, even more degraded than the insects in a drain. And anyone just take, if he hear about me, then all his pious activities will reduced. And if one take my name, then it is counted as one of the sinful activities. And actually I am such a more fallen and degraded and person, but still Nityananda Prabhu saw his special mercy unto me." In this way he came to, by taking the order of Nityananda Prabhu, he came and he resided in bank of Radhakund, and by the special mercy of Nityananda, and he compiled that two very valuable books. One is in Krishna's pastime, that is Radha Krishna's internal pastimes in Bank of Radhakund. That is Madhyarna Lila pastimes in Govinda Lilamrita. And about the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's First time he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, and another book is famous, is a commentary on Krishna Karnamrita. So in this way, because time is over, so I just not going to detail. So today is also the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was son of Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra was very famous because in Banaras, Mahaprabhu stayed in, he was taking prasadam in his house every day. He was staying in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, but regularly he was coming to take prasad in Raghunath Bhatta's, his father Tapan Mishra's house. So from his very childhood, Tapan Mishra was, Raghunath Bhatta get the opportunity to serve Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was every day getting his remnant, Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad, and he was massaging his feet. Wherever Mahaprabhu come to there about twice he came to their home, and he was very much attached to Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. He was thinking, I must run away with Mahaprabhu to stay with him in Puri, but Mahaprabhu forbade him to stay with his parents. But finally, Raghunath Bhatta, he came one time to Puri. Twice he came to Puri. Once when his parents were alive, he came to Puri. And he has a special mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two things. He was a specialist in reciting Bhagavatam and explaining Bhagavatam. He was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for doing this. And he came to Puri, and in association of Raghunath, with a Gadadhar Pandit, he also learned Bhagavatam more. He stayed 8 months, and time to time he was cooking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very special about cooking prasadam. Mahaprabhu likes his cookings. He is a specialist in cooking prasadam. So after 8 months, Mahaprabhu told Raghu, you should return back to your home. Your parents are devotee. You serve them. But remember one thing. You should not get married. You remain brahmachari. As long as your parents are there, and after your parents expire, then you can see me again. So Raghunath came back, though he did not have a desire to come back, but because of Mahaprabhu's instruction, he came back to Banaras again. He served his parents. After 4 or 5 years, both his parents were entered Mithila. Then come back again to Puri and started staying in lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and were serving him. In same way, he was cooking for Mahaprabhu special prasadam and inviting him. And in association of Gadadhar Pandit, he was also reciting Srimad Bhagavatam every day. After 8 months, both time he stayed eight months in Puri in association of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, now Raghunath, you can return back to Vrindavan. You go and stay with Rupa and Sanatan there. And you help them in preaching there and worshipping deities and writing literatures and all these things. You go and stay with Rupa and Sanatan. In this way, taking the advice from Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan, and Rupa and Sanatan, they took his care just like their younger brother, and he was specially appointed as the head pujari to Govindadev temple, and Govindadev was his life and soul. And he was every day reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. When six Goswamis were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was the reciter. He was sitting in Vyasasana every day, and he was reciting Bhagavatam. All Goswamis were very much pleased by such a special mercy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. He could recite one verse in 12 different ragas, different tones. Empowered by Mahaprabhu to recite Bhagavatam in different tones, in different ragas, and to explain also differently, very in an authentic way. So all, even Rupa, Sanatan, other Goswamis, they are very pleased hearing the explanation of Bhagavatam from Raghunath Bhatta. And he was cooking for Govindadev. His cooking is just like nectarian. And he has one disciple, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's disciple was Man Singh, the king of Jaipur. And by the help of his disciple, Man Singh, then he built this big Govindadev temple, still in front of this Raghunath temple. Temple is still is there. It was broken by Aurangzeb later on, but still you can see this Govindadev temple. There is no comparison in this Brajamandal. Such a temple is broken about 5 stairs. It was 7-stair building, and still it is very unique in its position. So in this way, Raghunath Bhatta, his samadhi is there in 64 months samadhi area near Raghunath temple, and Raghunath Das Goswami samadhi in bank of Radhakund, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami samadhi in Radha Damodar temple, and both three Goswami Puspa samadhi in also in bank of Radhakund near Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's bhajan kutiri. So briefly I just finish my speech. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.